Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, a lot to get to this hour. I'll quickly give you the stock market update here. Ugly day on Wall Street. Just forget it. I don't even want to give it.
How ugly? Real ugly?
Nah, I mean, it was ugly. Dow Jones down 408 points. S&P 500 down 56 points. NASDAQ down 192 points. So, yeah. Ugly day.
We always got tomorrow, Hawk.
What do we say?
We'll get them back tomorrow.
We'll get it back tomorrow. without further ado, I find it important. I want to start the 4 o'clock hour with the Dolphins question of the day. The Dolphins QOTD. This has been a huge failure in the show, and we are going to force feed it down your throat every day until they fire us. So go ahead and give us the big open.
What are we doing?
Guys, the Miami Dolphins are 3-3. First time in Brian Flores' career that they're at 500 as a head coach. My question to you, the Miami Dolphins are officially in the hunt.
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
It wasn't a question.
It wasn't.
Huh?
It wasn't a question.
You just blurted out a statement. The Dolphins are in the hunt.
Do I got to play the imaging again for you, or?
I don't know what to do with it. I don't. It sounded much better this time, right, Crowder? With the music,
yes.
As he's given the question, which wasn't a question, and then the open can't, like, it sounded technically a lot better. I feel like we're the Dolphins. We're starting to click a little bit. Except you threw a pass play when we guaranteed a run. Like, I don't. What's the question?
The Miami Dolphins are in the hunt.
You can't just say hunt loud and make it a question. That's not question form.
Is it true or false? Is it a true or false question?
Correct.
Okay, true. I'll go with true. How about you, Crowder?
True. That's what we're doing. Yes, true.
There you go. That is your Miami Dolphins question of the day.
Quickly, let me slide it in. We have to win the AFC East because we're not getting a wild card with what the Raiders are doing and what the Ravens, Steelers are doing, the Browns. Like, there's a lot of teams that have better records. So, yes, we can win the AFC East, but I don't think we'll get a wild card if we don't.
And I do think they can win the AFC East. I really do. I think I love watching the New England Patriots, that magic that Bill Belichick had. Remember, and even the first couple of weeks, it was against the Dolphins week one, and then we were like, oh, my God, he pulled magic out of the hat again. He got Cam Newton. In the meantime, you know, fast forward into week six, they've got a COVID test, you know, positive every other day. They're barely practicing. Their facility's closed. They're losing games. Like, yeah, the magic ran out. And then Tom Brady did whatever he wanted to do yesterday against Green Bay. Like, I enjoy watching New England run out of magic, if you will.
The last time the Patriots were 2-3 was like Tom Brady's second year, and they did not make the playoffs. So if the future holds up, They will not make the playoffs, and the Dolphins have to catch the Buffalo Bills. We knew when Brady left New England, Hawk, there was going to be a change of power. There had to be a transition of power. Let's see if the Dolphins can get that power
The Bills. Take that power. Take that power, Dolphins.
I like that, Hawk. Don't get it. Take it. I like the way you think. Take the power.
Good question of the day today, Solana.
Brought it strong.
What channel is the 5 o'clock Monday night football game on?
I don't have a TV. Don't do this to me.
Because I got to start pregaming here.
I just don't. I don't.
We got to figure out what we're gonna bet. NFL Network. Oh, look at that! NFL Game Day kickoff. All right. What channel is the
Fox?
NFL Network. Bleep bleep bleep.
Oh, is it? But is it? It's Chiefs and Bills because it's on NFL Network too.
Chiefs and Bills on Fox tonight.
Beautiful. Well, it's on NFL Network too. Is that what I just said?
You still Bills 5.5 point dogs?
Let's see here. Maybe a little parlay with the early game and the late game. 5.5. Bills are 5.5 point underdogs at home. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is the beginning of a Bills fall off, right? So everybody was high on Josh Allen. Bills started real strong, and the Chiefs lost last week. So I think that because I think the Kansas City Chiefs are a really good team. I think there's still a little bit of question about Buffalo. They're good, but are they really good? So can they compete with Kansas City? I'd be willing to lay the points here tonight.
I'm willing to lay it too, and think about that. You get Le'Veon Bell in the mix with Kelsey, with Tyreek Hill, with Robinson. Like that offense, we know what that offense is. We watched it all the way to win a Super Bowl last year, Hawk. I think I'm with you. I think KC takes advantage and wins by at least a touchdown, if not more.
All right, so let's take the Chiefs -5.5. I would like the over too, but it's 55, so I have a little bit of a pause there. But both these teams can score.
And not just having Le'Veon. Think about this though. Not just having Le'Veon now, but the other weapons trying to prove that they need their targets with Le'Veon there. You see what I'm saying?
Well, can Le'Veon play tonight? Do we know?
No, he can't play because that COVID thing. I heard he couldn't. But I'm just saying, like, with Le'Veon coming, that was my point where he can't play, but where, like, those guys are going to say, oh, damn, Le'Veon's going to take my targets. Well, let me prove to them that, yeah, like, Le'Veon needs to fit in where Damian Williams was. He needs to fit in where the other running backs are. We need to still prove that I'm that dude. I need to get my targets. I need to get my, you know, my respect on this offense because I'm telling you, my man Patrick Mahomes is going to really appreciate a guy like Le'Veon coming out that backfield. It makes so much things easier throwing it 8 yards and not 60 yards, where I can just dump it to him and he'll make me look good.
I am seeing the last story I see says Le'Veon Bell could make his debut for the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday when they take on the Buffalo Bills. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's no props on him on the gambling site, which would lead me to believe that he's not going to play or be limited in play, but I'm not certain whether he can or cannot play officially. I'll have to look this up and try to figure it out. Let's get headlines here.
But it's a new rule, like this whole COVID 5-day window.
Right,
new rule,
but then there. But he was following that protocol as a member of the Jets. So I it's not like somebody coming out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like he was already following the protocol.
But he also traveled to Miami and then traveled to KC. Right. He was on the plane a lot. Like we'll see what happens. But bigger picture,
I'll find out.
Hawk, if you knew there was a guy like Le'Veon coming on your offense, you want to impress the coaches the week before that. And yep, I think that's what's going to happen. I think Travis and all those proven guys, Kelsey and Hill and all those guys, They're gonna try to keep their targets, if that makes sense. They're gonna try to keep their respect in Andy Reid's mind with Le'Veon being added to that offensive scheme.
50 minutes until kickoff. Oh, 5 o'clock Monday night games for life. Let's do this for life, NFL. Double headers on Monday night. Let's go. All right, give us headlines real quick here, Solana.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Le'Veon Bell, by the way, inactive tonight versus Buffalo.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah. Dolphins beat the Jets 24-0. We just learned that Hawk and Crowder both believe they're in the hunt. Another
That's right. It was a good question of the day. Yeah. Props to you.
QAD, QOAD.
What That's is it? Right. QOTD. You nailed it.
Okay.
My bad. I didn't mean to laugh. The Canes beat Pitt 31-19. They're now number 11 in the AP poll.
All right, let's go. They the Canes play, thing you wouldn't understand.
They play Virginia on Saturday, 8 p.m.
All right.
Around the NFL, the Broncos beat the Patriots 18-12. The first time the Patriots have dropped to a losing record in October since 2002. Take that, Bill.
Yeah,
check.
Talk about it. Mm-hmm. Talking about it. I love it.
And I know we mentioned it last hour, but the Titans beat the Texans 42-36 in overtime. Ryan Tannehill's final stats, 30 for 41, 364 yards, four touchdowns.
Unbelievable. Just, I mean, stats for days on that guy. Unbelievable.
Y'all know that's Joe Montana, Dan Marino numbers.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And okay. He's undefeated. It's not like he's doing this in junk time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're 1-4, and he's putting up unbelievable numbers. You go, okay, he's padding stats at the end. This dude's undefeated. Unbelievable.
Are y'all still running from the mistake of getting rid of Tannehill? Is that
no?
Not a thing
I think no. It was definitely the right thing to get rid of him. It was definitely the right thing.
Hawk, with what he's doing, bro. You just said he's on Marino Montana status, but we should have got rid of him?
He had run his course here. He wouldn't put up those numbers here. He would not put up those numbers here.
Gase ran his damn course here, not Tanny.
Nope.
Tanny was caught in a bad situation.
No, I'm all for it, still for it, getting rid of him. We survived the Tannehill era. That's what we had to do here. They're enjoying the Tannehill era in Tennessee. We survived it.
Plus, his handoffs are just mediocre. And
right,
we
you've
saw
seen two
yesterday.
Of his handoffs. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could drop the ball and let Derrick Henry pick it up and then take off running. Don't talk about handoffs when you have that horse in the backfield.
Be a great handoff. I'll just put the ball down here. You take it from there, Derrick.
Still have 180 and not 200.
Finally, guys, a drunk driver with no arms or legs was arrested in Maryland this month after crashing into a police officer.
That's impossible.
Give him a break.
Literally, someone give him a break.
Just give him a break.
A B-R-A-K-E, right? Give him a break. He obviously doesn't have a break. He needs a break. I thought that's the joke you were making. I thought you were making that joke.
We were just cruising. I was cruising. I couldn't stop.
I thought you were making. I was like, "Wow, that's an excellent quick joke." I'm a break. Anything else, Solana?
No, those are your headlines. Sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Your weather is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or slip and fall. Carl Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL.
One follow-up. How did he get, like, were people pouring liquor in his mouth? How did he get?
You're worried about how he was drinking? How about how he was driving? Again, I think you're missing the story here.
You go deep, man. I go, I dabble around
the edges. A guy with no arms and no legs was found drunk driving. You want to know how he got a drink in his mouth and not curious how the hell he was driving?
Give him a break.
This is what he's fixated on. How did he get a drink?
Oh, man.
Dude's driving.
I guess straws. I guess a straw.
Straw, sure. I mean, easier if you have no arms, no legs, easier to get a drink than to drive a manual car. Somehow this guy was doing it.
Sometimes I have to let you know you were right, Hawk. You're 100% correct. My bad.
Nat Moore is going to join us in the next segment. Dolphins legend Nat Moore. If you follow me on Instagram, it's Radio Mark Hockman. I put up some video yesterday. Well, it was my wedding anniversary, 23 years yesterday. Put up some old wedding photos from 1997. But more importantly, We celebrated last night. We had stone crabs, you know, stone crab season, and my friends at mobilegourmetfoods.com delivered on Saturday, and you could see them on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. We got stone crabs delivered. We got key lime pie delivered. We had such a feast last night. Everyone loves mobilegourmetfoods.com. They deliver gourmet food right to your door, from, you know, stone crabs right now because it's stone crab season, to Wagyu steaks. We had Wagyu steak last Wednesday. They've got it up on the website right there. Japanese A5 Wagyu in from Japan. They present it when you order it in an elegant black gift box. It's got a certificate of authenticity. If you've never tried Wagyu steak, it's very expensive, but if you've ever tried it, greatest meat you will ever eat. But not just that, they've got on the website lobster ravioli, Alaskan king crab, lobster tail, sushi-grade tuna, salmon, grouper. They've got Ditka-cooked baby back ribs. That's what my son had for dinner last night. Get to the website right now, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They're a local company. They deliver it to your house right in their own trucks, bring it to your front door, just like I got a delivery on Saturday. Now, they got a special going on right now. I told you about it last week. They extended it for a couple of days. All USDA Prime products and collections are 15% off. USDA Prime filet mignon, New York strips, ribeyes, dry-aged 32-ounce tomahawk ribeyes, all 15% off. You just got to use the code PRIME. Well, Prime gives you 10% off anything on the site that's not already on sale. The USDA Prime stuff is all on sale, 15% off. But again, you can get the stone crab. See it on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. Get yourself the key lime pie, which we got for dessert. They have got it all there. And again, some of the stuff is already on discount. Stuff that's not, use the code PRIME when you're checking out. You get 10% off, P-R-I-M-E. And of course, their most popular item, it's the Hockman Tailgate Special. This is real easy to order. You order the Hockman Tailgate. You get 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You get Pasture Perfect All-Natural Wagyu Beef Franks, which are so good. You get the Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville Burgers, so good. North Atlantic Lobster Tails. My wife turned those into lobster rolls. You get 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp and 2 pounds of the Ditka cooked baby back ribs. So that's up on the website as the Hockman Tailgate Special. And again, use the code PRIME when you're checking out and you get 10% off. So go there now, mobilegourmetfoods.com. That's mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, we're going to talk some Dolphins with Nat Moore next here on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hock and Crowder.
You're not going to believe this. Nat Moore is going to think this is on purpose. Crowder's computer just froze again, which happened the exact last time Nat Moore was on last time. He's rebooting right now. And so, I mean, Nat Moore is going to start to get a complex. This is that Florida hate. You know what happens? Florida. You know, Crowder gets a little jealous of Nat's numbers. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Nat Moore grew up in Miami, went to Edison, played college ball at the University of Florida, played his entire NFL career with the Dolphins. He's been inducted into the Dolphins honor roll, been inducted into the University of Florida Hall of Fame, but really his greatest accomplishment is being a friend of this show, and he is joining us now. Hello, Nat.
What's going on, Hawk? How you doing, brother?
I'm telling you, Crowder just sent us a text like 3 minutes ago. Computer froze again, rebooting now. Bleep happened last time Nat was on, and I wrote, "You have to be kidding," and he wrote, "Crazy." And so he's rebooting, so he'll be joining us here momentarily. But I don't know if it's the jealousy thing, because every time you come on, Nat, I give your accolades, and he does not share those same accolades for his University of Florida career. So maybe a little something there.
You know, I'm checking my text, and seemed like I think he said that this was a setup by you, Hawk.
I don't like to have two Gators on the line usually. I do like to, you know, keep it simple with just one, just Crowder most of the time. But Nat Moore is with us. I said to Crowder at the beginning of the show today, and we had Safid Dean on in the last hour, and I asked the same question. Are the Dolphins good? I mean, they started the season slowly, but man, the last two games, they look, it's not, you know, not lucky, it's not an aberration. To me, they look good. Do they look good to you?
Yeah, they're getting better each and every week. I mean, you know, it's like anything, you have to build, and it's a new team. I mean, you got so many young guys on this football team that they're starting to build that chemistry and et cetera, and they know what to expect out of each other. So even though they have not played they didn't play a great team on Sunday in the Jets, of course, but you know, the victory out there in San Francisco, it shows you that they're getting better and they're learning how to win. You know, they played Seattle tough, they played Buffalo tough. So, you know, I'm very impressed with the job that Brian Flores and his staff is doing.
Yeah, no, it's been fun for fans to watch. And it was exciting, obviously, to see Tua on the field at the end of the game. Are you with this? There's obviously a strategy that Brian Flores is employing here, which is move Tua Tagovailoa along slowly, very slowly, especially if the Dolphins are winning. There's no reason not to have Ryan Fitzpatrick out there as the QB. But are you with what Coach Flo is doing, which is essentially brought him in for the first time, threw a couple of passes. I mean, it felt good. You like what you're seeing from Coach Flo regarding Tua?
I love what I'm seeing from Coach Flo. You know, the key is, I know everybody wants to see Tua and they want to see him right now, but the better the team around him is when he finally gets a chance to take over the reins, the better he's going to be. You know, you can throw a young guy into a situation where there's so many young players that nobody knows what's going on, where Fitz gives you that opportunity. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a veteran. He can help all the young guys understand the assignment or get them in the right situation most of the time. That'll be a lot to be asking of Tua right away. But as he goes through the remainder of the year, he's learning from Fitzpatrick the how-to, so that when he does take the rings, he'll be prepared.
Look at this. I'm being told Channing Crowder has rebooted, and he has joined the conversation.
Nat, what do you do to my internet? Because last time you was on, Nat, you turned my internet off. I know you got pulled in South Florida, Nat. Why you mess with my internet, man?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Channing. Don't let Hawk come between us. If anybody messes with your internet, it was Hawk because he didn't want to deal with both of us at the same time.
What happened? Crowder, admit it.
I got to cut you off. Nat Crowder is correct.
Crowder.
You're trying to come between us. You're trying
Crowder.
To cut our Gator connection off. I cannot fall for the hully gully.
Crowder, admit it. You don't like when I bring Nat on because I always talk about all his accolades at the University of Florida, and you don't have those accolades, and so you disconnect because you don't want to hear it. Be honest.
Again, Nat, he's trying to do it to us. I'm not going to fall for it.
Man, he's throwing dirt at us again, you know.
How does this get turned on me? I'm the only one that's loyal to Nat. I'm the only one that's loyal. We were talking about Tua, and I was asking that, you know, is this the right way to bring him along? And he's down with it, like 100%.
I was going to ask you, too. I had it written down about the receivers where, like, that transition where I believe personally, Nat, that Mike Gesicki, I don't want to say his career was made, but I think Fitzy showed Mike Gesicki what he can do. And Preston Williams and Devontae Parker, to be honest, like, I think Fitzy clicked them in last year where they know what their strengths and weaknesses are. How does that transition happen with those receivers, those weapons, and now if Tua was to come in, or just that conversation from Tua to Fitzy with his weapons? Is that an easy transition?
No, it's not. I mean, I think the fact that Fitzy has been around the league, he's been with different types of receivers, you know, he can adapt it and make it work. And then the confidence that he has to try and fit some throws in the tight windows, you know, he has done it. He knows how to do it. He can pre-read coverage. You know, all those are things that Tua will have to learn, and he will, and he'll get there. You know, when you look at our receivers and you look at what Tua played with in Alabama, you know, receivers are running wide open. You know, in the NFL, you don't have a lot of receivers running wide open. So it becomes more about the preciseness of the pass. It becomes more about the route running. And then, you know, what we have is big receivers. So the ability to be accurate and throw the high ball where the guys can go up and take it away from the defenders, all that's important. And that's stuff that Tua will learn as he progresses this year. Versus Fitzpatrick, that's been around for 16 years, that understand this and can perform it. And I'll tell you, you know, guys, I go out and watch practice from time to time, and they have this little net drill at the end when it's just the quarterbacks throwing. No one, not Tua, not Rosen when he was here, no one was as accurate at hitting that net as Fitzpatrick was. So, you know, with that comes confidence that you can try and fit that ball in a tight one, and sometimes you get picked, but a lot of times you get away with it and you come up with a touchdown the way we've seen with Fitzpatrick going to Gesicki.
Yeah, no, he's been fun to watch this year, last couple of games for sure. Nat Moore from the Dolphins is with us. I think everybody watching on TV saw Dan Marino was at the game yesterday. Have you had a chance to talk to Marino about Tua since they've drafted him? I'm sure you guys have had conversations about the Dolphins, but is he high on Tua?
Oh, yeah, he loves the kid, and he thinks he's going to be one heck of a quarterback, but he also, matter of fact, he and I talked after the game. You know, he feels like this is the right way to bring him along slowly so that he can learn along the way. I mean, if you go and you look at some of the great quarterbacks that are playing well now, those guys sparingly got in. You know, everybody loves Mahomes, but he didn't play his first year.
Right.
You know, he sat behind Alex. But when he got his opportunity, he was ready. You look at Jackson, you know, he got a few reps, but he wasn't a starter. You know, he played behind Flacco. But when he got his opportunity, he was ready. Sometimes I think we throw these young guys in there too early, and they get beat up and get their confidence taken, especially if they're not with the right supporting cast, a veteran team. Remember, we are a very young team. If not the youngest, we're probably the second or third youngest team in football right now. So to throw a young guy there in there at the helm, I think would really be difficult.
And that I'm not big into those, this is a turning point game. You win one game, oh, wow, this is the turning point. This is going to, re-energize the franchise. But, Nat, I got to be honest, Nat. After two wins, 24-0, 43-17, that's a 67-17 record, score over the last 2 weeks. That's 50-point deficit. Like, these last 2 weeks kind of convinced me. Are you there with me, or am I drinking too much of the Kool-Aid?
Well, I don't think you're drinking too much of the Kool-Aid, but, you know, Channing, you know as well as I do, the way this game's played, each week is a new adventure. And it's, do you get better each week? Are you ascending, or have you flattened out, or are you going downward? You know, the Jets obviously are a downward path, but the Dolphins are ascending. They're getting better and better each and every week. We're seeing the fruits of the labor of the young offensive linemen playing well together. You know, you lose Jackson and in comes Hunt, and things keep moving along. So that's what I look at with this team is, are they getting better week by week? You know, you look at the Seattle game, couldn't score. The last two ball games, we put up a ton of points. So are they learning from their mistakes? Yes, they are. Look at the defense. You know, they're coming up with takeaways. They're coming up with sacks. You know, last year we couldn't buy a sack. So it just shows you the progression and how well the coaches are doing of preparing these guys and getting them ready to play.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that it's a bummer that they have a bye week this Sunday because they're rolling right now. This is like when the pit boss comes over and freezes me when I'm on a heater and blackjack. You know, they send over the pit boss and they say, hey, we need to shuffle the shoe here. I go, well, what are you doing? You're freezing me. NFL's freezing the Dolphins right now. Nat Moore is with us, University of Florida legend, and Crowder, of course, a University of Florida legend. But let's talk the Hurricanes. You know, they're 4-1. They have not missed any games due to COVID. Just saying. Who do you think is the better team, the Florida Gators or the Miami Hurricanes? And why is it the Miami Hurricanes? I'll let you start, Crowder. Figure if you guys are going to pick on me, I'm going to pick right back at you. Florida was supposed to play LSU this past weekend. Nat, you think Florida would have beaten LSU?
Of course, the same as I think they would beat Miami.
What?
You know, that
what?
Other team you're talking about.
What?
You know, I think the Gators have got to find some defense. You know, they're a very explosive football team. They put up a lot of points. But what we're finding out is Texas A&M is not as bad as everybody thought they were as they came back with a big victory this past week. But there's a difference, Hawk, when you play in the SEC. Every week you're going up against somebody that has the ability to beat you. I mean, and it was great to see Miami bounce back because I am a Hurricane fan. I just want you to know that. I'm a closet Cane, okay? It was great to see them beat up on Pittsburgh. But just like Florida playing Georgia or Alabama every week, you know, Miami's played the one team in the ACC.
Oh, my God. Here
there's
we
only
go.
One. Because there's mean, only one, Nat. There's only
North
one
Carolina
team.
North Carolina was ranked number five. I mean, North Carolina was a number five team. I mean,
they got beat by an
ACC team. They got beat by an ACC team. When you get a couple of SEC guys together and they start talking about their conference, it is just insufferable.
But, Hawk, just think about this. This is a perfect example of how great Clemson is. Miami is a real good football team. I would say undoubtedly in the top 20 right now. Okay. Maybe top 10 potential. They play Clemson and lose. And then Clemson goes and plays Georgia Tech in Atlanta and scores 73.
Well, I mean,
but it shows you how good a program Clemson has. Clemson might be the best program in college football, not Alabama.
Yeah, that I don't disagree, but I think there was a lot of rain. Wasn't there a lot of rain during the Hurricanes
game? Weather. You're going weather?
I think,
ACC guys is weather.
Yeah, I think the rain had some effect, and I can't wait to play them again in the ACC championship.
Leave them alone with this rain crap.
I didn't know you was one of them guys with excuses.
Oh, you should have heard Crowder at the beginning of the show. His high school team lost to Twan Russell's high school team, and he accused them of cheating.
Oh,
Crowder
man.
Accused Twan Russell, the most godly man I know, of cheating.
Bro, yeah, Nat. Twan stayed in the bathroom when they were paying off the refs. Twan wasn't a part of it. But
listen to what he's saying. I'm the complainer.
Jesus was on the main line. I wanted to call him. I wanted to ask Jesus some questions. Twan. I mean, Nat, sorry. Twan got hot. We had got hot with Twan now, Nat.
You see? His head starts
I mean, I know you wouldn't accuse Twan of cheating.
I kind of feel like he did.
Look, y'all got me thrown off now. Nat, I got one more question. Because with Florida, like how you said, I hate bad defense. And that Texas A&M game had me so mad, Nat. You can't go 7-7, 14-14, 28-28. Like, you have to play defense. From an offensive perspective, you're watching that game from an offensive side. Like, do you get frustrated when the defense is garbage? Because I do.
I think what as an offensive guy, I love seeing offense. But I love to see competition. And when defensively you cannot get a stop, then it tells me that there's something wrong. You know, I mean, there's no way, no team's perfect. I mean, even when Florida, Alabama, Clemson all running up and down the field, their opponent should be able to get some stops.
Yeah.
And when you get where you can't stop anybody, I mean, that's scary as a football team. Because you know that each and every time you get the ball, you got to score because they can't stop anybody. And I think it causes a lot of friction as well.
Yeah.
Nat, I love watching offense, though, man. And you know Nat does, too.
I DM Dan Mullen some defensive plays that I run. I don't know if he's going to, you know, send it to anybody, but I was so frustrated in that Texas A&M game. Hey, run diamond. Run pinch diamond one. And
you're talking to a wide receiver. Wide receiver wants to see offense. Wide receiver doesn't want to see good defense.
Well, I like to see good defense and then watch the offense burn them.
Right.
But if you're just burning defense ain't worth a darn, you don't get any credit for that.
Yes. You'd have burned
yes,
them.
And
Nat Moore burned them all the time. Nat Moore, Miami Dolphins. Nat, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it.
Anytime, man. And do me a favor, Hawk. Next time, you know, this, you know, sort of cut my cord, my internet connection off first, not Channing. And then
listen,
let me call back in, so we'll know that you got to get Crowder
a couple more appearances on behalf of the Dolphins, so he could pay for his internet. Because you see what's happening here. You got to get him a couple more appearances. He's not paying his bills.
Nat, so you're telling me you don't steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi? I thought everybody steals their neighbor's Wi-Fi.
See what I deal with, Nat? You see what I deal with?
There's some things you just aren't supposed to do, Channing.
And one of them is accuse Twan Russell of cheating. How dare you, Crowder?
Hey, that's that UM Florida thing. You know, we always said
I know.
UM would try to figure out a way to win.
Yeah. I got Twan's back on this one. Yeah, he's coming on with us tomorrow. All right. Thank you, Nat.
All right, guys. Y'all take care, man. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Nat Moore from the Miami Dolphins. He is fun, man. Man, those Florida Gators stick together. Driving me crazy.
We have to. The way y'all
so. Drop off on the internet. Leave me alone. All right. We're at the end of hurricane season. Not time to relax, though. And hurricane season, I say this every day, it comes every year. So you're going to live here in South Florida. You really want to protect your home. And it's why I recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors. And in fact, this is a great way to start out the week, calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors and setting up an appointment so that PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home, right? Because you get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, it reduces your stress level come hurricane season. And like I say, hurricane season is coming every year. So you want to protect your home. You want to protect your family. You want to protect your valuables. Imagine hurricane season and a storm is headed our way and you don't have to get in line to get plywood. You don't have to try to put up hurricane shutters that they never fit right, right? You've got the PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house, and it's one less thing to worry about come hurricane season when a storm looks like it's approaching our way. So start the week out right. Like I say, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Get the process started. An estimate is always free. You can call 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
It was Tua time yesterday. Very brief. Very brief Tua time. Another one. A little bit of Tua time. Better than no Tua time.
I was excited too, fellas. I was just running from it. I'm not going to lie.
So we are 10 minutes away from a Monday Night Football kickoff. I love this. Chiefs are -5.5 in Buffalo. We bet the Chiefs. And then who's the later game tonight, Solana?
Cardinals at Cowboys.
Oh,
that's
there
a good
it is.
One, because we're going to see what Andy Dalton can do now with
that's
one of
right.
The- Because Cowboys, all the hate they were getting, and it's justified, but they were one of the best offenses in the league leading up till Dak's injury. So let's see what Andy does. They brought him in for a reason.
That game is pick 'em.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that because I like Arizona there. I like Kyler Murray, although they slowed down a little bit after their hot start.
They did, and I think everybody's waiting to see what Andy Dalton is.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't know.
Because he's been good. He's been good. He's a good quarterback.
But hockey is good or average? normal.
He was a good quarterback. I mean, what was the knock on him? That he couldn't win a postseason game, right? But
yeah.
He was always a great regular season quarterback. Like, I think he was better than average. I mean, he's no Ryan Tannehill.
No. To be honest, like you say it, it's funny. Ryan Tannehill's an 8-8 guy. Andy Dalton is a 10-6, 9-7 guy. Like, he's going to win more games than he gets to the playoffs and get his butt whooped. But now you have Ezekiel Elliott. You have Amari Cooper. You have CeeDee Lamb. You have all these weapons. Let's see if Andy is better when he has, you know, a better team around him, I guess you say. I think that's why it's pick 'em. Nobody knows what Andy Dalton Cowboys looks like.
Yep. Totally agree. So we're just 9 minutes away from the early Monday night football game tonight, which is fun. And then regular time. Is it regular time, Solana?
Or did they push it back even further?
8:15. Okay. Mm. So that'll be the Arizona-Dallas game. So we have a little fun Monday night doubleheader here. I love that. So 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up on the program. And if you have not heard the Tua Tagovailoa montage that Solana put together, you're going to hear it to start the hour, because we've got to celebrate our Tua time. Even if it's limited, we celebrate our Tua time. You hear every play, right, Solana?
Every single play.
Every single play. What are you laughing at? Every single play of Tua Tagovailoa's career, you will hear it in the montage that kicks off the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Y'all trick me how y'all present this. Y'all almost tricked me, but I didn't watch the game yesterday.
I got to tell you, Funky Buddha happy hour is even happier when Tua is behind center for your Dolphins. Come on.
Showing out.
Talk about it. Showing out. Shoulder blades. Shoulder blades.
Shoulder blades.
Shoulder blades. All right, before we get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour and the Tua montage, we got to talk about my friends at Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. Such an important thing to know, right? So rainy weather we've had lately. Maybe you've suffered some water damage at your home. You own a home or commercial property, and you're thinking about making an insurance claim. You need to make an insurance claim, or maybe you've made an insurance claim. Regardless, Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters can make it better and easier because they work for you, not the insurance company. And so they could take away the headaches. They can get you a higher insurance settlement. And remember, if you've ever worked with a public adjuster before, there are no fees unless they collect. And trust me, they collect. So if you own commercial property, you manage an HOA, you own a home, and it suffered damage from wind, water, fire, smoke, vandalism, you really need to call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters so that they can help. You deal with your insurance company on your own. It's very complex, and most of the time, they'll be able to take advantage of you. You wouldn't go to court without an attorney. I am telling you, from personal experience, do not make an insurance claim without using an adjuster, and use Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. They make everything so much easier. Call them now, 877-561-2524. That's 877-561-2524. Or you could check them out online at accadjusters.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.